From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate has passed legislation that would make it easier for small businesses to get loans. The House is expected to approve the Senate's version. And if it clears Congress, it would be a victory for Democrats whose economic and spending plans have run into heavy GOP opposition this election year. President Obama says the U.S. is on pace to meet his goal of doubling exports within 5 years. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president hosted a meeting today with his Export Advisory Council.
In advance of the meeting, the White House released a report laying out its strategy for boosting U.S. exports. It includes more trade missions, more export financing, and more enforcement of free trade rules. The president says U.S. exports grew by 18% in the first half of the year. Exports of manufactured goods were up by 20%.
We're building an economy where America's businesses and American workers once again do what they do best, which is build great products and sell them around the world.
The president admitted the growth in exports is from a low baseline during the recession, but he expects overseas sales to keep growing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A gunman who wounded a doctor at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore earlier today and then holed up inside a room reportedly shot and killed himself and a relative during standoff with authorities. Police say the doctor shot today underwent surgery and will be okay. The Pope's four-day visit to Britain is underway. On the flight to the UK, the pontiff acknowledged the Roman Catholic Church failed to act decisively or quickly enough to deal with priests who abuse children. He promised the church's top priority now is to help survivors. As Larry Miller reports from London, after landing, the Pope's first stop was meeting the Queen.
While 1,000 bagpipers marched through Edinburgh, the Queen, the head of the Church of England, and the Roman Catholic Pope met briefly at the Queen's Scottish Palace. The Queen welcomed the Pope and spoke of the Church's help in bringing peace to Northern Ireland, a lesson she suggests for future cooperation among the religions.
We know from experience that through committed dialogue, old suspicions can be transcended and a greater mutual trust established.
The Pope spoke of British multiculturalism and had this request.
Let it not obscure the Christian foundation that underpins its freedoms.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The companies sued in the largest oil spill in U.S. history are accusing the government of being careless with critical evidence. Transocean, which owned the oil rig that exploded in the Gulf in April and caused the spill, says a blowout preventer is being inadequately stored at a NASA facility in New Orleans. The matter is the subject of a federal court hearing today in New Orleans. Dow's up 8 points at last check at 10,581. This is NPR. The Somali capital has come under siege again. More than a dozen people were killed in an exchange of mortar and gunfire between suspected insurgents and government forces in Mogadishu. NPR's Frank Langford is there. He says the attack came as lawmakers were considering a change in leadership.
The parliament was meeting, actually, to begin to try to oust the prime minister here. And that really kind of points up a big problem here in Somalia, is that you have a very weak and divided government, and these Islamist militants are trying to drive them out and take complete control of the country.
NPR's Frank Langford. Relations between the Italian government of Silvio Berlusconi and Muammar Gaddafi's Libya are again under scrutiny after a Libyan patrol boat opened fire on an Italian fishing vessel. None of the crew was injured. NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome on the weekend incident in international waters.
The fishing vessel captain has given Italian media detailed descriptions of scenes of terror during the Sunday incident as bullets ricocheted around his vessel. The incident is a major embarrassment for Italy. The Libyan patrol boat is one of six donated by Rome to Tripoli as part of a deal to curb the flow of illegal migrants to Italy. And six Italian border police officers were on board at the time. Interior Minister Roberto Maroni said the Libyans probably mistook the fishing boat for a ship carrying migrants. Opposition MPs and Catholic Church leaders blasted Maroni, a member of the anti-immigrant Northern League, for suggesting it's okay to shoot at illegal immigrants. The opposition says the Berlusconi government has reacted mildly to the incident to protect relations with oil-rich Libya. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
U.S. stocks still rising, Dow's up six. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.